This is Good Food on the Road with KCRW's Evan Kleiman and Jonathan Gold of the LA Weekly. Every week, Evan and Jonathan tell us where to eat and what to order in every nook and cranny of Los Angeles.
We are going to Culver City adjacent, what we all grew up knowing as the Fox Hills Mall.
Which is now known as the
Westfield Culver City, I believe.
So there's, I understand, quite a food court there.
It's an interesting food court. So many developers get it completely wrong when they're doing their food courts, even super expensive or maybe even especially super expensive malls, that you can go to a lot of them and you don't know whether you're in, you know, Los Angeles or Winnetka or Scottsdale. I mean, it's the same food.
Yeah, it's the worst of homogenization of low-level food.
But when I wandered into the mall to buy my son a pair of skateboarding shoes, sometimes we all go to the mall.
Yes, sometimes we do.
I walked through the food court because I heard it was sort of interesting, and I didn't realize it was like that interesting.
So what makes it interesting? Is it the mix of food? Are they local companies?
It's a food court that, unlike our airport or unlike LA Live or unlike any number of complexes, you know, actually looks and feels like Los Angeles. If you're walking from one direction, there's a Burger King, your heart falls, then you turn the corner and right next to it is a stall from Kyochan, which, you know, as you know, is the fried chicken place in Koreatown that people drive from huge distance to go to, wait for long lines to get a table. And the Kyochan of Koreatown cooks everything to order. So you sit at 45 minutes eating those turnip cubes and waiting for your chicken finally to appear.
And how is the chicken at Kyochan at the Westfield Culver City Mall?
It's much faster.
Is it as good?
It's not quite as good. I mean, I went three times, and one of them, the drumsticks were a little soggy. The wings tend to be perfect. But it has exactly the same flavor and the same sort of almost, you know, sponge sugar, top of the creme brulee crunch to the skin. And the spicing of garlic and soy is the same. And it's just being able to get a box of Kyochan wings instead of a Cinnabon is a really good thing.
Yeah, it's a really good thing. So what else sort of tickled your fancy there?
I would say the other e-ticket ride is the only branch outside the San Gabriel Valley of 101 Noodle Express, which is famous for its Shandong-style beef rolls, which are, you know, Chinese pancakes, you know, sort of, you know, golden and sizzly and crackly on the outside and chewy, that are wrapped around braised beef with, you know, scallions and cucumbers and smeared with this beautiful house-made bean sauce.
Wow.
It's too good to eat in a mall. Is it exactly the same as the one in Alhambra? Not quite. I mean, the pancake seems to be a little bit thinner, and it's probably being sizzled to order as opposed to tugged into existence, but it's still really good. They also have a noodle dish, super simple, super home style, of stretchy noodles with minced chicken and cucumber, and this condiment that they give you of it's a spicy pickled vegetables.
So there are the two e-ticket rides at the mall.
Then the rest of it is good enough ethnic food. The Mexican franchise you probably don't want to deal with. It's your standard Fresh Mex place. The burger place looks dull, but it's halal meat, and it gets a Muslim clientele. And at first, you know, you're looking and you're seeing, you know, the women and the, you know, wearing the scarves, and you're wondering why are they all eating hamburgers. You realize it's because they're halal hamburgers.
That's pretty great.
It is. And there's a Vietnamese place called, I think, Viet Express, that sells very creditable banh mi and pho that is at least as good as you're going to get on, say, the west side of the 110. There's a Mongolian barbecue place with the unfortunate name Mongrill.
God.
Somebody should have said that one aloud a few times before they committed to having the sign made, which is set up in a slightly different way than I'd seen it before. It's sort of a Chipotle-style line that you go through and you pick your meats and you pick your vegetables and you pick your sauces. And they put in a bowl and then, you know, on the grill. And it's a lot. It's very popular with little kids who love watching their food being, like, pushed around the giant grill with 4-foot chopsticks. It's like going to the car wash and seeing your car get sprayed with a Carnauba wax.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold of the LA Weekly about the food court at the Westfield Culver City Mall. Get the exact address and recommended dishes sent directly to your cell phone in a text message. All you have to do is text the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions also on the Good Food Restaurant Map, which is on our Good Food blog.